Hey, y'all. Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. Guess what? You're part of a first today. Not only are you going to hear us, we're doing our first video podcast. So you hear and you get to see. So let me hear from you. Let me know if you like it. I appreciate you tuning in and joining us. We always look forward to interacting with you. You can send in questions, and I'll try to get to them. Just thank y'all. And by the way, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, son. I'm here with my youngest son, Bobby Deen, whom I've hardly seen since summer. He's been traveling, and so have I. So I hope you enjoy our conversation today. Video and audio. How about it? Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices, and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast. We're back, y'all. Like I said, I'm here with Bobby, my cute son. He is so cute to his mama. And to Cloud. Cloud thinks you're real cute.
Yes.
Well, you know, Bobby, I feel
y'all
like...
Y'all both have eye problems.
No, we don't. She doesn't. You know, I feel like it's been the summer since I've really seen you for any length of time, because I was on the road with Dancing with the Stars and then my book tour, and you were busy off shooting your show, Flip That Food.
Junk Food Flip. With Nikki Dinky.
Yes, yes. So you have been real busy doing that and doing your bake-off specials.
Which I'm excited about Junk Food Flip. It starts on your birthday, actually.
It does, January the 19th. Oh, that's great. Yep. Well, I'll be sure and catch it. You know, I'm real proud of you, Bobby. I really, really am.
Thanks, Mom.
You've done so well, and you represent the family so well in such a good way.
You're
a good man, Charlie Brown.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So anyway, we had a wonderful Christmas together. The whole
and you
family.
Went on vacation.
And then 4 days after Christmas, I took Jamie and Brooke, Jack and Matthew to the Bahamas.
The best.
And you went to...
In a different direction.
Yes, in a different direction. And we were so sad that you were not there. But, you know, you and Claudia have struck up a deal. You spend Christmas here with us and New Year's with her folks.
Right.
And that's only fair.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
And it's fun, too. They're great people.
Your in-laws are the neatest people.
They're amazing.
And you're so fortunate to have such great in-laws. So tell everybody where you and Cloud went.
Well, first, tell me about the Bahamas, because I didn't get to go. And
I know.
And I was sad that I didn't. Well, by the way, my wife and her family, all of us, we're gonna piggyback onto that trip next year. So we're all going to go with you
wonderful.
For New Year's.
Okay. That is fabulous news, Bobby. This was our third New Year's in the Bahamas for us. We always go to Atlantis, and it's so beautiful.
I love it there.
Oh, we do too. And we spent 4 days. Jack and Matthew had the most incredible time. And, you know, Jamie is still like a kid.
Yep.
He loved getting out there and playing with his boys and doing all the fun stuff that they have there, the slides and a shark tank. You swim in this shark tank and sharks are all around you.
It's a playground for adults and children.
It really, really is, Bobby. But like I said, I was sad. And I took Kari with me. Michael and I took Kari with us. And so we had a great time. And, of course, I always love eating at Nobu there at Atlantis. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. We had the strawberry ice again for dessert, and it's incredible.
It was good.
It's incredible. And, of course, our favorite waiter of all times, Gregory. I just love him.
Don't think I know Gregory.
Well, Jamie has had a relationship with Gregory. In fact, they text back and forth.
Has he?
During the year. Yes, yes.
Does Brooke know that?
Yes, yes. Well, Brooke loves Gregory too. But yes. he is just the sweetest man. And it's so funny. He remembers everybody's name. He remembers what we ordered last year.
That's a professional server.
Yes, he is great. Mm-hmm. So we had a wonderful time doing that. Actually, Michael and I got to rest a lot. My eyes were really bad down there, so I tried to keep them closed as much as I could.
Jamie told me, though, that you got in the lazy river with them.
Oh, yes, I got in the lazy river.
Did you go down
river.
Any slides?
No, I didn't go down any slides. I'm scared.
You know, those slides are great.
Well, Brandon, one year we went, and Brandon tricked me. Brandon was my assistant, y'all, for many years. He tricked me.
Imagine
and
that.
He was leading me up, and I said, you know, this looks like high. He said, no, this is the easiest one of all of them.
He sent you down that chute, that dark hole,
so
didn't he?
I was so stupid. Yes, he sent me down that dark hole, and I said, well, this is it. I'm dying.
It's about 45 seconds of just straight down.
Listen, you don't know what to
near
do.
Near-death experience.
You're paralyzed.
Just do this.
You shoot out, and then you drop, and I dropped on my tailbone. And I said, okay, goodbye, everybody. I love y'all. This is it. So, no, since he did that to me that time, I hadn't been back on the slides.
Fun, though, so much
But
fun.
The Lazy River is so much fun.
There are other names for the Lazy River. You know, Claudia and I spent our honeymoon at a place, a resort that's right next to Atlantis, and it's a place called the One and Only Ocean Club. I don't know if you've ever
heard of it.
Oh, my gosh. My wife, everybody who doesn't know, is from Caracas, Venezuela, and her family is from Caracas. We went to Bogota, Colombia, which is where my wife's brother and his wife and their two young children.
They're twins, y'all.
And
Cloud calls them the twins.
The twins. Claudia's brother Juan went to school at Wharton School of Business. Uh-huh. Really bright people. Her brother, her
and
father.
He
they're Ivy League educated guys.
Yes. And let me say, he looks a little like John Kennedy Jr. Such a good-looking family.
He's a striking man. He's, yes. When you're walking around with him, you see the women just staring at him and bumping
yes.
each other. Look at this
yes.
guy. He's total package. I mean, he's really, really smart, and he's a handsome guy. Whatever. But anyhow, he went to school at Wharton School of Business, and he works for J.P. Morgan.
Uh-huh.
And he was working for J.P. Morgan in New York City, and he transferred to Bogota, Colombia, and you know, they fit right in. It's it's a South American, it's a Spanish speaking, it's a great place to live. The dollar goes a lot farther. Anyhow, that's where her brother and his family have located.
So did y'all get a hotel room or did y'all
stay
there?
We stayed in a hotel. Cloud's parents live in Panama City, Panama, which is a short flight to Bogota, so they get to see one another pretty regular and pretty often. So anyhow, her father put us up. We were in a hotel room right next door to Cloud's parents, and that was just far enough away for her brother, where we weren't right up under them, you know.
Yes.
So we'd stayed at the hotel, and we would have dinner with her as a whole family together every night. Uh-huh. And there are just amazing places to visit and things to do.
Oh,
and it's,
wow.
Bogota is a... it's a beautiful country, and it's like...
Is it on the ocean?
No. There are... No. You can go to the ocean in Colombia, but Bogota is a mountainous place, and it's very much like a New York City, or it's a big city.
Wow.
You know, there are millions of people there. But it's different.
than New York City. So, but anyhow, a lot of great places to go and things to do and really good food. And being with her family being there is like, it's a breeze. If yes. I were to go, if you and Michael and our family, we were to go there together, we would really, really struggle. But being with people that speak the language just goes so far. It would be like going to Paris if you were married to a Parisian.
Yes.
And you would just see everything differently.
Yes.
Through different eyes.
Yes.
You would be welcomed differently and,
yes.
And you wouldn't have, you know,
yes.
You wouldn't be the, you wouldn't be, you know, you wouldn't struggle.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Yes.
So we had just the best time. And we went and did, we went to Bogota twice this past year. We went 7 months ago and then we went for New Year's. And so the first time we went, we did just all of the most touristy stuff that you can imagine. There's a beautiful salt mine that everybody should visit. They're beautiful, you know, Catholicism and that Latin America are hand in glove. So there are beautiful churches down there to visit and on really beautiful mountains and just... The food is just really, really amazing.
All
so
right,
this time we took it real, real easy. And we did a lot of like local stuff. Like her brother lives there. Her brother and his wife and their children, they live there. So they, it would be like people that come to visit Savannah, you know, if you're from Boise, it's like, okay, you go to River Street, you go to Mrs. Wilkes, you go to the Lady and Sons, you go out to see Fort Pulaski. Do you know what I mean? There's a, you check off the places that you're supposed to go.
Yes.
And we did that same thing in Bogota. And then this time we, it's as if you go and you're with you, you know, somebody comes from Boise who's never been to Savannah, but they come hang out with you. So you go to all the places that things that you do.
Yes.
You understand what I'm getting at. So
yes,
it's just great. We spent
what
New Year's
was
together.
The greatest tourist thing you did?
There is a, it's hard to say what's the greatest. There is a really great restaurant there.
I knew it would have something to do with food, y'all.
That, and man, I struggle. I always struggle with the name of it, and this is terrible. I shouldn't have even mentioned it because I can't think of the name of it. But it's an amazing, fun place that's it's almost indescribable.
What made it fun?
It holds about 4,000 people. Gosh, what's
the restaurant holds 4,000 people?
And I'm not exaggerating at all. It's an enormous place, and it's just crazy. And it's the type of crazy where there are like, there's a band walking around, a guy playing the trumpet and singing and throwing confetti, and they sing you happy birthday and put a Miss Columbia banner on you when it's not your birthday and you're not Miss Columbia, and they get you involved and you sing and dance. And I had heard that we were going to this place, and what you hear about it is that, gosh, what's the name of it? You hear about the spectacle of it, and I thought, okay, it's going to be a spectacle.
Yeah.
Well, it turned out that the food was amazing, too, so that was a bonus, but... More so than that, there is a salt mine in Bogota outside of town.
I've got to ask you this. Did they get you up singing and dancing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Did Cloud take videos?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to see them.
I have them.
Oh, you do? May I see it?
Well, maybe not right now, but yeah, I got it. They're in my,
I
I've got some
see
stuff in
my it.
I've got some awesome pictures.
I want to show everybody.
But it okay, I'll share them with you. But it turned out that the food, I was expecting it to be campy and like that was it. Because it's visually, the place is just overwhelming. You walk in and it's just craziness. Do you know what I mean? It's like walking into a Dr. Seuss restaurant.
Yes.
That's the best way that I can describe it. It's visually crazy, but the food just turned out to be
And what was
great,
the food? What did you
fried
order?
Fried plantain, pizza, you know what I mean? Like fried plantains, but in the shape of a pizza and cut like pizza with just covered in cheese and just amazing guacamoles and sauces and lots of great pork and meat, as you would expect in Colombia.
I am so hungry,
and
y'all.
You would really, the way that I went down there and the people that I was with, you would enjoy it. Do you know what I mean? It's like having a it's like going to Disney and having the guide that takes you in the back door of everything in the van. That's the way, that's what it is. It's like having the key to everything when you're there with people that are from there.
Yes. I could listen to you talk all day. but the sponsors are saying different.
Okay.
So we'll be back in a minute, y'all. Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices, and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast. Okay, we're back, y'all, with the first ever video podcast. You know, usually you can tune in and hear us chatting, but you never get to see us while we're doing the chatting. So I'm so happy that we figured out a way to do this so you can have it both ways. I just wish I could figure out how to put a camera on y'all's end so I could see y'all too. So Bobby, there's a couple of questions that we have that are repeated constantly.
All right.
And I'm sitting here with Paula Deen's Kitchen Classics.
That's a good book.
You know, if I couldn't have but one cookbook in my kitchen,
it's a good one.
I would say it would have to be this one. Because it's a combination of the first and second cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it has pictures of mine and Michael's wedding,
mm-hmm,
and recipes of the foods that I chose to serve at our reception. So, Bobby, I want to try to answer some people's questions. And one of the number one questions I get is macaroni and cheese. How come their macaroni and cheese doesn't turn out like ours?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I didn't reiterate it in this recipe, and I'm sorry that I didn't, because the number one prop that causes problems in your macaroni and cheese is people cook it al dente.
Right.
And you can't for macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, that's soft, soggy.
Yes, if you
elbow macaroni.
If you cook it al dente, it's going to finish cooking, and it's going to drink up every bit of your liquid.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have a dry dish of macaroni and cheese.
Right.
So the first thing you do is cook your macaroni completely done, where it's soft. And so it's through with its cooking process, and it's not as likely to absorb all the liquids that you put in it.
Okay.
So I've got the Bible here. I've got Paula Deen's Kitchen Classics. You know, if I could only have one cookbook in my kitchen.
It's a good one.
This would probably be it, because it's the first and our second book combined.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to stop and think, well, was that in the first cookbook or the second? Because they're all right here.
Right.
Plus wedding pictures from mine and Michael's wedding and recipes of the things that I chose to serve at our wedding reception.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to start with 2 cups of raw macaroni. And that'll yield you 4 cups of cooked. So cook it all the way done, y'all. And then it calls for 2 cups of grated cheese. So after I've drained my macaroni good, I put it in a colander and I take a spoon, because it's got little, it's an elbow,
mm-hmm,
so water can get trapped in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I take my spoon and I try to get every bit of the water out of those noodles. And then I put
just the noodles in the colander, not the noodles in the cheese.
No.
Just the noodles.
Just the noodles.
Give them a good spin.
Yes. And I shake it, you know, to get all the water out of those little cracks and crevices. And then I like to stir in my cheese, because the heat from the macaroni is going to help the cheese start melting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take my 3 eggs that it calls for, and I'm going to beat them up. After I put my cheese, I put our secret ingredient in there that makes macaroni and cheese so good, and that's sour cream.
Mm.
I'm going to put 1/2 cup of sour cream in there. So the sour cream is going to cool down our noodles. So then I'm going to stir in my 3 beaten eggs.
So you don't have scrambled eggs.
Right. So they won't curdle.
Right.
And I'm going to add 1/2 stick of butter.
Is that all?
And you can actually add the butter. Yeah, can you believe it? And you can actually add the butter along with the cheese so your butter will melt. And then your sour cream and then your eggs. And about 1/2 teaspoon of salt. You don't want to get it too salty. But you want to make sure when you're cooking your macaroni noodles that you salt that water good. Mm. Because if you don't, then it's hard to get it salty enough. And then I use 1 cup of milk or 1 cup of evaporated milk. Mm. And I really, really love evaporated milk in it, y'all. It's just a richer form of milk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Aunt Glennis always put in hers. Mm-hmm. And the cheese that I recommend, y'all, for good macaroni and cheese is the old Hoop cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hoop cheese is the ones that you'll see sometimes in the meat department up on the counter. It's a big wheel and it has a red wax around it. That's what we call Hoop cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Makes the best mm-hmm. macaroni and cheese
mm-hmm.
ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can cheat and use that grated in
right.
a bag.
Right.
But it's not going to give you the taste of Hoop cheese.
So good.
So that's my 2 secrets. make sure you cook your macaroni noodles good and find you some good Hoop cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of times you can find those in old country stores.
Right.
So that's right. the 2 things that will give you the best macaroni and cheese.
Those are good tips. I added some cream cheese to a macaroni and cheese recently.
Never hurt.
Mm.
I've never heard of cream cheese hurting anything at all,
good,
son.
Too.
It was good. So, you know, I always recommend that when you come up on a new recipe or someone gives you a recipe, to follow their formula exact.
Mm-hmm.
But the second time you make it your own.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all can have a different palate.
Mm-hmm.
Our tongue can scream for different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like Michael's palate screams for hot,
right.
hot, hot, where mine does not.
Mm-hmm.
I love my tongue too much to burn it up.
Mm-hmm. Good tips. Your macaroni and cheese is the finest
The Lady and Sons
in America.
Absolutely has the finest old-timey southern macaroni and cheese
mm-hmm.
ever.
Boy, it's
ever.
Good.
So I hope that kind of clears up some things with you folks out there that say, why did my macaroni and cheese taste like Paula Deen's at the Lady and Sons or Paula Deen's Family Kitchen? Why?
Well, you helped me because I don't think that I would have known that you have to cook it the macaroni hard, you know,
yes.
full on.
Yes.
I would always leave mine a little bit al dente. Or people probably would, thinking that they're going to finish cooking it
yes.
in the oven and not realizing that
and
that's
going to
hamper
it,
the...
It will drink up
yeah.
all that liquid and then you're going to have no liquid, you know, to make the dish really good and creamy.
That makes sense.
So, Bobby, I see you have a piece of paper there, son. What's on that piece of paper?
I've got your Evine schedule, and it is January the 16th from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. People can join to see Paula Deen's Kitchen. That'll be you live
uh-huh.
on Evine. People can call and interact with you and buy different items. And
I love it when folks phone in.
Evine's a lot of fun. Great network.
Yes.
Also, January the 17th from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern time for another episode of Paula Deen's Kitchen where, again, people can call in and they can order items from you. And if you don't know where Evine is through your cable subscriber, you can go to locatetv.com. locatetv.com to find out what channel my mom Paula Deen will be on. It's a great website. All you do is enter your zip code and your cable or your satellite provider, and it lists all the channels where you can find Paula Deen and our whole family sometimes on Evine. I do know that on satellite TV, Evine is available for DirecTV customers on channel 73. and Dish Network on channel 134. We had a lot of fun today and a lot of good conversation.
I know.
If people want to follow me on Instagram, I'm Bobby Dean on Instagram. We talked about our trip to Colombia and the salt mines, and I'll put all these pictures up for people to take a look at. A lot of the things that I post can be sort of just mundane, everyday stuff, but a lot of it is really fun, too. My wife, Claudia Dean, also on Instagram, Claudia Dean, is a health and wellness coach, and she's far more interesting than me. But if you wanted to follow,
she's interesting.
The two of us on Instagram, you could follow either one of us or both of us. It's Claudia Dean or Bobby Dean on Instagram. Love for you to join, and we interact as well. Probably better so than we do at Twitter. So great conversation. You can see the pics of some of the things we talked about at Instagram.
When we took a break, excuse me for interrupting, but when we took a break, y'all, Bobby was showing me some of the pictures of this restaurant, and he happened to remember.
Andres
is the restaurant. He showed me the pictures. They're insane, y'all, that a restaurant could be that alive.
It's a great place.
And he showed me pictures of the salt mine. Y'all won't believe that. So go to Bobby Dean on Instagram.
That's it.
D-E-E-N.
That's it.
I'll be dog. Well, I enjoyed being with you so much today, son. Like I said, this is the first time I've seen you since Christmas Day. And there was, 30 of us there or more? So, you know, I didn't get to spend any quality time with you. I'm so glad you're back home.
I'm glad that you
are back home. But I have to say that I'm leaving on my book tour again. I think after I do my Evine appearance, then I think I start back on my book tour.
Well, it's good to have work to do.
Yes, I'm thankful for my work.
Go see the people.
Yes, get to go see the folks. Well, until next time, y'all, I hope that you've enjoyed this video podcast as well as an audio. And thank y'all for bearing with my sunglasses, my poor infected eyes. Ooh, they hurt. So until next time, what's cooking with Paula Dean? Who knows? We'll see y'all next week.
Bye, everybody.
Literally, we'll see ya. Or you'll see us.